the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
Copper is not gold, and that is the point, and maybe a good thing. Gold and Bitcoin are taking a pounding, but copper is holding quite steady. Copper is not a monetary metal. Where gold stores value, copper measures industrial activity. Its price reflects where the factories are expanding, grids are being upgraded, and infrastructure is being built. Its price is seen as a proxy for real industrial activity, and that makes it of interest for investors. So lithium gets the battery narrative. Gold is a monetary story. Rare earths are tied to geopolitical events. Copper, on the other hand, carries the weight of the entire energy transition at scale. Now, your normal investment route into copper is via copper stocks or ETFs, or for the more adventurous, via futures and options. But now you can buy tokenized copper on the blockchain. To tell us more, we're joined by Connie Bloom, who is no stranger to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, and she is CEO of Mesh Trade. Hello, Connie. It's good to talk to you again, and thanks for your time. So, copper's an interesting one, Connie. The price is up about 23% over the last year, but it's doubled since 2023. Now, people find it a lot less sexy than gold, but the price progression is a lot more steady than gold. Mesh Trade has started offering tokenized exposure to copper. So what's the story there, and what's the uptake been like?
Copper has been a interesting asset for us to list. So some of your listeners will be aware that Mesh also recently listed gold, and we also have silver. And what we've discovered in the market is this gap that you mentioned. You can either get it through ETFs or mining stock, but people very seldomly get a direct access to the underlying commodity or the underlying metal in their portfolios. And copper is such a fantastic asset because, as you mentioned, it is a driver of the industrial economy and the energy economy. And being South Africans, we are so acutely aware of what is going on in the energy economy because we've had such instability within our energy sector. And having a copper exposure is such an important component of your portfolio that we were actually very surprised that it was so hard to get access to your investment grade coppers, that it was just kind of a no-brainer for us to put it as part of our portfolio offering. So we've seen a very exciting pickup on copper. And so generally, what you will see in portfolio allocations is that the majority would be allocated to gold because it is a hedging instrument. It's a currency hedge instrument. Then if there is further metals allocation, that allocation would most probably be in either silver or platinum as a secondary, but it would be generally like a third of what your gold allocation would be, and then maybe a copper allocation then as a less than a percentage point going into copper. But what is now happening on Mesh is, yes, our gold trading is keeping on being stable, but between silver and copper, we're seeing outsized trading occurring on these two assets. And I think it speaks very much to the need in the market to have a more and more exposure to the actual underlying commodities.
Okay, so when you're buying copper, tokenized copper through Mesh, what are you actually buying there? This is not for people who want to take delivery of copper. This is people who want exposure to the price, right?
Yes,
and I presume you can also buy like a very small amount. If it's 100 Rand or 1,000 Rand, you can do that too.
Yes. So the underlying asset that we've tokenized is 99.9% LME investment grade copper. So that's generally in a cathode format. But as we know, copper trades per ton. It doesn't trade per ounce like your gold does, so per ton. So unless you have secured storage of a ton of copper, you can very seldomly take delivery of that copper, which makes it even more rare for investors to be able to access, because gold has been commoditized to a certain extent, because we can have it in jewelry, we can have it in Kruger Rands, we can have it in bar format. But copper, because it's industrial, it's large scale, it needs specialized storage and security around it. Then, you can't take physical delivery of it as a normal person. But because we are Mesh, we are trying to make the capital markets open for all. So we've done twofold things when we structured this asset. We made sure that if you are a larger institutional investor, that it's the right grade and then the right tonnage for you to be able to invest in it, and it is a tradable commodity. But if you are a smaller investor, that you're not precluded to the market, because if you trade copper on the London Stock Exchange, which is actually one of the only venues where you can trade copper internationally, you do need to trade it in whole numbers, i.e. you need to trade it in tons. But a ton is around 290,000 rand currently. None of us really have that kind of money lying around to buy copper. So we've fractionalized it as well. So you can buy as little as 50 rand, starting for 50 rand. And obviously you can invest upwards as much as your heart desires.
Right. So a person would go into Mesh and they would deposit some money and convert that what into a rand stable coin, and then they could purchase the tokenized copper. Is that right?
Just like that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned tokenized gold and silver as well, and the outsized trade that's happening in silver and copper compared to gold. So there's been a big sell-off in gold. Are you seeing this reflected in the volumes? I mean, volumes would generally tend to follow the price. That would be the normal kind of exchange activity one would expect. And how do you see tokenized gold competing with other forms of gold investment, like ETF stocks and physical coins and bullion?
So the last few months, generally speaking, the markets have been interesting. We've seen a sell cycle in the market. So fewer people buying new assets, so selling off from their position. And maybe that's some social commentary on South African's economy or phase that we're in. Maybe school fees are due or something like that. But there's generally been a sell cycle in the market. So it's not just restricted to gold, but definitely we've seen some selling off going on in gold. But what the Mesh base does is Mesh has more investor base than what it has an active trading base. So generally what we see in our investor base is people do invest and they hold those assets for longer term, which is encouraging for our company, but also encouraging for their portfolios, because these kind of assets, as you mentioned with copper, it has doubled in price over the last few years. And that's kind of what happens when you hold these assets and build your portfolio conscientiously over time. But how does these products compete? And we've specifically put them in a part of the market where, as we mentioned, it's very challenging to access these assets. Mostly if you are trying to purchase them, they do compete with your ETFs, your ETNs that are structured around these products. But if you want single commodity exposure, you can only actually trade them on some of the FX trading applications. So it's very hard to get to them. But what has been a large criticism for the ETF constructs that we've seen, specifically in the South African market, is that these constructs are generally mining exposure. So indirectly, do you get exposure to your copper or your gold or your silver that these miners are mining? So what that means as an investor, you're taking an outlook on a company and you're taking an outlook on their operations. You're not taking an outlook necessarily on the underlying asset. You're not taking an outlook on the gold and the silver movements and prices. So you're very much a truck and trailer here. You're the slave to what happens in these companies and what happens in the mining industry as a first and foremost, which is not necessarily a true reflection of the demand in these assets. As we mentioned, copper is an industrial metal. So as the demand for energy grows, as the demand for data centers grow, we all are most probably sick of hearing everything about AI and the AI economy, but data centers are core to the AI economy and energy is core to the AI economy. So if you want to basically garner some of the growth that happens ancillary to the AI economy, your energy and your data infrastructure are interesting assets to be aware of. And here your ETFs and your ETNs don't necessarily give you that exposure and give you that view on the market. And we believe that more pure you can actually go with these assets, the better. So therefore, the tokenized format, because we can take advantage of what this technology offers us to give our investors pure, direct investment into the product that they actually want and they're actually asking for.
Okay. Now, changing subject a little bit, I see you recently launched a yield-bearing note offering prime plus 3% over 5 years. Now, what I find interesting about that is the underlying companies are SMEs, small businesses. Actually, more precisely, it's the equipment that's being financed for these SMEs that pay monthly rentals. So we're talking about things like coffee machines and, I presume, you know, printers that a company might need. Talk about that and why you decided to enter into that. And it's a pretty interesting, looks like a fairly stable for a more conservative investor.
Yes, it's a very interesting investment. And I'm not allowed to have favorites when it comes to our clients, but I have a strong preference for this client. So the background to this investment is through a company called Commercial Credit Solutions. They are two incredible Pretoria-based entrepreneurs who found a niche in the market for SME loans and SME funding. And their, I would say, secret sauce is that they truly understand and form a relationship with the entrepreneurs that built our societies. And we all know them and we all love them because we love going into the coffee shops in the morning and grabbing our quick drink. Most of us have some pets at home and sometimes we like to have them groomed. And all these companies are forming the societies and the communities that we form part of. And from a Mesh perspective, we've always been very, very passionate about our entrepreneurs. We've always been very passionate about our SME sector because we believe that if we can grow that sector, we can grow the South African economy because they create the most jobs in our communities. So CCS, or Commercial Credit Solutions, finance these businesses. So when they set up a coffee shop, when they set up a container business, when they set up, like you mentioned, their printers, I don't think they finance printers yet, but it's an interesting use case. Your biggest expense as a small company is that it's capital expenditure into the assets that run your business. I can also take doctor's rooms as an example. Imagine how much an MRI machine costs. It costs a couple of millions. Now, you're a very talented doctor. How do you finance that? How do you actually get the cash to start up that business? And this is specifically the niche that Commercial Credit Solutions found in the market. They found that banks don't provide loans to these SME companies like they used to. So it's getting harder and harder for you as an entrepreneur to start up your business and actually get the financing to purchase these assets to run it. So that's their niche. They're currently raising 50 million. And as you mentioned, they're offering prime plus 3% returns on it, which is a very good and stable return profile for a SME loan kind of business that we're seeing here. And that coupon also, that coupon is paid on a monthly basis as well. So if you're looking for general cash flow coming into your portfolio, it's a really good, stable alternative because it is a note. So some people will know that as a bond. So it provides you with some really good cash protections as well.
Okay, now talk about the future of tokenized assets. I mean, we've rattled through a few here that are available on Mesh, but it does give us a window into where the financial world is going. So many things that were not available. There was no liquidity behind these kind of SME loans. Now they're becoming available to the average investor. So things are moving in a direction and they're moving fast. And maybe for people who don't know, just define quickly, what do we mean by tokenization?
So yes, I agree with you. The industry is moving fast. And a couple of articles came out this week saying that tokenization, or real-world asset tokenization, has reached that inflection point. Meaning very simply that the market as a whole, so the formal market, has now adopted it and said, yes, we are following this trend and this is something that we will be pursuing. So what tokenization in this manner effectively refers to is the taking a asset, any kind of asset. We spoke about a few now. We spoke about copper. We spoke about a bond. But taking those assets and putting it in a vehicle called a token on the blockchain. And what that very simply refers to is that a token is a unit of value. So if a gold trades in an ounce, one token is an ounce. If copper trades in tons, one token is a ton. And the blockchain is just very simply a technology system on which these tokens live. It's very much equivalent to your Oracle databases, just a more modern technology. So what this technology has enabled for us is to break open the market. So where we've been stuck in a space where the technology that existed only allowed us to do very specific, very packaged, very well predefined things, we can be a lot more creative around how we serve our clients' needs. As I mentioned earlier, copper is serving a very specific need for our clients because they want direct exposure. This technology is enabling us to do so. So where are we seeing this market is going to? And I think we're all very used to it because it feels like your AI knows you. It feels like your phone knows you. It's this mass customization towards who you are, your life, and your needs. And we're seeing more and more assets being tokenized, which is the first trend. It's not going to stop. This is definitely going to take over what we now know as the capital markets or the financial markets. The financial markets are going to run on the tokenized base, but we're also seeing this customization happening. We're seeing that we can more accurately judge what our clients' needs are, and we can fulfill that with a very specific customized product. So a lot more within our niches and our customer segmentations, we can serve them better and better. And why is that important for you as an investor? Because your portfolio is now becoming customized to who you are and the phase of your life that you're in, but also that dream world that you're building for yourself. How does your rich life look? You can now customize that more accurately than just needing to follow these generic portfolios of when you're 65, your life should look like X. When you're 50, you should have everything together and your life should look like Y. So now you can decide how you want that to look. So that's where we believe this market is moving towards.
And just very quickly, what about people who want leveraged exposure to the markets? A lot of companies are offering perpetual futures now, like Bella. Mm. Are you planning to move in that direction at all?
Currently, we're not planning to move into that space. As I mentioned earlier, Mesh is more of an investment base than what it is an actively trading base. But never say never. Our clients are not actively looking for that value proposition. But if they ever do want to have it, we'll most probably try to offer it. But it is a very risky kind of approach to trading. And we promote a lot more responsible use of the capital markets. So we'll be thinking very carefully before we provide leverage trading positions.
We're going to leave it there. Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Connie Bloom, CEO of Mesh Trade.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.